Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Bamatzia daf Lamed. We're picking it up from Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Matzah Ksus Benara Echos Hashem. Matzah Ksus Benara Echos Hashem. Roughly about a third of the way up the page. Maybe a little less. About a quarter of the way up the page. So, ask the Gemara now. We said in the Mishnah, if one finds a garment, he has to shake it out once every 30 days. Lememra, Denir, Malila. Are you saying that shaking out a garment is beneficial? Is good for the baguette? From Rabbi Yechon says, and we're actually going to have now a whole slew of advice from Rabbi Yechon, much of it relating to health, but a whole slew of advice from Rabbi Yechon. This is the first one. Vamar Rabbi Yechon says, Mishnei Shagar De'uman, Pesach Beisei, someone who has a weaver, a professional, in his house, so Yinar Kesus B'chayim, he could shake out his garment every day. Meaning, it's a fancy way of saying, it's an ironic way of saying, you want to ruin your baguette, that it gets like damaged and it needs the expert to fix it? If you have an expert in your house, then what you do? Shake it out. Shake it out every day, and it'll get ruined. So if you have a weaver in your house, then you can do it. But the implication from his statement is that it's not healthy normally to shake it back in every day. And over here we're saying that if you find a ksus, you should shake it out. Now we did. What did we say? We said shake it out once every 30 days. So that's the obvious chilek. Says the Gemara, Amri, teres number one, the reason you have multiple terutzim, but teres number one is, b'cholim kashle lech achashav shayim balila. Every day is bad for the baguette. That's a problem, Taka. Once every 30 days, which is what we said in our Mishnah, that's fine. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Again, we seem to have conflicting reports whether shaking out the baguette is good for it. It depends how many people are involved in shaking it out. If one person shakes out the baguette, that's not too taxing on the baguette, that's fine. When two people do it, they're pulling it, that's more taxing on the baguette, and therefore, that's what we're talking about. A person, Rabbi Yechon was giving advice not to shake it out every day, not so much the focus was on every day, but shaking out with two people, because when you shake out two people, it gets damaged. Ibai Seba, third chilek when it's good, and when it's not good, if you're shaking it out by hand, that's not a problem. That's not going to damage it. If you're beating it with a stick, b'chutra is a stick, then that is a problem because it's more likely to cause it to have damage, tear. And ibay sema or fourth teretz lekasha not a stira whether it's good or bad to shake it out. It depends. Ha de amra. If it's made out of wool, so it's a machlekes how to actually read what this answer is. There's wool. And and the next case is there's a kisna of linen. Rashi learns, jump into Rashi, to Amra, Rashi says, Kasha, there's a little letter for the Gain, we'll get there in a second. To Amra, Kashala, Nimtachas v'nikras. It's by wool, it's bad for it, because beating it causes it to, shaking it out causes it to tear. Whereas by linen, it doesn't tear as easily, and therefore it's okay to shake it out. So our Mishnah was saying you can shake it, it's talking about linen, and Rabbi Yechon's member saying you shouldn't shake it out, it's talking about by wool. If you jump into the Agayas Agra, letter, the base, Aval Rifa Rambam, Vishar Pirushim, Pirush Tabach. Claim brings that the other Rishayim say exactly opposite of Rashi. They say on the contrary, wool is strong. Wool you can shake out every day, and that's fine. It's linen that when you shake it out too often, that's going to be problematic. The linen is weaker. So it's machlekes, and they're showing him which is good, which can handle the shaking out, which cannot. But Rashi says it's the wool is bad for it, and the linen is okay. Other Rishayim is opposite. But again, that's our fourth answer. Four chalukim, that sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Quickly outside, every day could be bad. Once a month is good. Or two people is bad, one person is good. Or by hand is good, by stick is bad. Or it depends if it's wool or if it's linen. Okay. Amar Bechran. Again, once we're on the topic of Rabbi Yechon giving advice, so we're going to have more advice from Rabbi Yechon, a lot of it's going to be related to health. Let's see. Kis de Charshin, a cup that was prepared by Charshin, or like these witchcraft, or these Kishuf Machers, a cup prepared by someone that does, sorcery, is better to drink that cup, which is understandable that it's dangerous, yet still better, for like Kis de Pashrin, than drinking a cup of lukewarm water. A cup of lukewarm water is dangerous, it creates bacteria, it's dangerous for a person to drink. Now, there's a bunch of qualifications. V'le'amarin, el-b'kimatris. This, that this lukewarm water is a problem, is not when it's sitting in a metal clay. Av'chicheris, if it's in an earthenware clay, then even lukewarm water is not a problem. Less lumbar, we're not concerned. V'chimatris nami, and even in a metal clay, le'amarin el-d'leit tzavitz. It's only concerned if the water was never boiled. If the water was never boiled, then it's a concern. Avod tzavitz, if once was boiled, even though now it cooled off to lukewarm, once it was boiled, it gets rid of the impurities, and therefore not a concern. V'le'amarin el-d'leit shadabe. Sivya, and also it's only concerned if there's no other ingredients mixed in. Once other ingredients are mixed in, that sort of neutralizes whatever bad things happens to lukewarm water, and thus, therefore, we're not going to be concerned. A person whose father left him a lot of money. For Reitz Labdan, he wants to lose the money. What's a good way to lose the money quickly? Yilbash, big day, Pishtun. This is every kid's dream to be able to be forced to spend a lot of money really quickly, right? So how do you get rid of a lot of money? Yilbash, big day, Pishtun. Let him wear clothing of Pishtun, of linen. And let him use glass kalim. And hire workers and don't supervise your workers. The Marana elaborates. We talk about wearing linen begadim. That's a way to waste money. It's referring to specifically Roman linen. Very expensive and very bad on wear and tear. It wears and tears easily. So it's expensive and it gets worn out quickly. What are we talking about? With white glass. White glass in the past we've touched it as crystal. It's crystal. I don't know much of it's real touch. It's a very delicate glass. That's the main point. White glass is a very delicate glass. So spending the money on something delicate is a good way to use it. To use up the money quickly because obviously things break. If to hire workers and not supervise them, what does that mean? Top off lamed abalf. Bitsayre is talking about those that drive that ride the oxen. The nafish b'sidayo, where the loss is great. If you're not watching them, then the loss could be great because the oxen themselves could get damaged, plus they can do damage, and therefore, very dangerous to let them work without supervision. Now, why would a person want to lose? We're saying a person wants to lose the yushi from his father, he wants to lose the money quickly, so then this is what he should do. So I think I'm trying to remember where I saw this brought down. Some have a girsa, I think it's the Miri, they have a girsa that a person whose father left over money of ribis, and he doesn't want to really you benefit too much for that money. He doesn't want to just burn it. So what does he do? Use it for a very special, quick things that quickly use up the money to get rid of it quickly. Obviously, the fuel is to pay back the people he got the ribbis from, if you know who they are. We're talking about he has no clue who his father got the ribbis from, but his father made money by lending ribbis. That's a way to get rid of the money. That's how some of the Shannon learned. But I think the cash doesn't even start, meaning why is the person going to get rid of the money? This is just a fancy way of giving advice. You want to waste your money. You want to waste your money, do this. And I'll say even further, and it's actually just hit me right now, that typically people that are faster to waste money are people that didn't work for it, typically. So therefore, the case the Gemara brings is a person whose father left him money and he wants to waste it, not that he wants to waste it. Meaning, this is the advice, be careful, don't waste your money, don't do this. And the more common scenario is when a person just falls into the money and he yarshins it, he doesn't have the same respect or the same chashivas for the dollar, and therefore he'll be faster to waste it. So these are the type of things he would do in order to waste the money, but not that this chas v'shalom is advice for a way to person to spend, to waste his money. It's advice, really, what not to do. Okay. Says the Gemara further. You spread out the garment for its need, but not for your own covet. So you can spread it out, the beggar, for its need. This is the guy who found the garment, but not for your own covet. What if it's both for his need and for the beggar's need? Meaning, he's going to get the benefit of people seeing this nice garment. He's having a kiddush in his house on Shabbos, and people get to see it. But he's also doing it, spread out before Shabbos. He wants it to be spread out for the health of the garment. What if it's both? We said only for its need, not for his need. What if it's both? Says Gemara, Tashmaz Bigaraya, Shaykh Klatarka, the Mishnah says, the first part of the Mishnah says, he could spread it out for its need. Make a diet, Klatarka, in for its need. For the beggar's need, he could do it. Halatarka, Klatarka, loy. But if it's the beggar's need and his need, then he can't do it. So that's a diet that he wouldn't be able to do it. As says Gemara, but you have a diet exactly the opposite way from the next line. Emesefa, look at the next line of the Mishnah. He shouldn't spread it out for his own covenant. So make a diet that when it's solely for his own covenant, he shouldn't spread it out. Lechvaydu, delay. If it's both for his covenant and for the necessity of the beckon, that would be allowed. So what comes that is, the inference for the ratio of the Mishnah is, if it's for both, it's not allowed. The inference from the safe of the Mishnah is, if it's for both, it is allowed. When you have conflicting implications from the same Mishnah, we can't bring any proof. We can't bring a proof. We just had this exact type of Shekhataya just a couple of ago. You can't bring a proof for this Mishnah. So let's try bringing another proof. Again, our question is, if the person is going to have benefit himself and it's benefiting the beged, is that okay to spread out the beged? Tashaba. Leish v'chanat le'agabim miti, shouldn't spread out the beged, not over a bed, v'le'agabim magad, or not over a peg, touch us like a peg, v'le'i agabim, sorry, l'tzarkai, if he's doing it for his own needs. Avleish v'chanat le'agabim miti, agabim magad, l'tzarka, but if it's for the needs of the beged, then he can't spread it out, he can, yes, spread it out over a bed, or over a peg. Nizdam le'archim, if guests come to him, he then shouldn't spread out not on top of the bed, nor on top of the peg. This is all part of the braces. It says very clearly, if the spreading it out is serving both his own need and the need of the beged, he still shouldn't be spreading it out. So even though it's serving the needs of the beged, he shouldn't spread it out. It's pretty clear that when it's serving the needs of both, you're not allowed to spread it out anymore. So the chutz b'ayat ha'shayla answers the gemara, or the gemara deflects. Shiny hasam. No, that price is different. The mikli kolilei. Because when he spreads it out in front of his guests, meaning, when we said before, I'm not sure what Friday means, if not for his guests, but when he's having guests come over and they're going to see it, that's going to damage the beged. How? The Mar gives two options. Imishim einai, either else ein hara. Clearly, einai ein hara. Everyone's seeing this fancy beged, they get jealous of it, and it can cause damage to the beged because of the, you know, the power of ein hara. Imishim ganvi. Or stam, when I say more practical, I don't mean that ein hara doesn't exist, but the meaning, without getting to a spiritual level, on a practical level, if people see it and it's something that they like, they may scheme to steal it, and therefore spreading it out when there's people there is a when people his guests coming over is a problem, but not a right to Ashayla. Ashayla was if it's for his own covet and for the covet of the beged, is it allowed? And for the need of the beged, is it allowed? We still haven't resolved the Ashayla. We're just saying that when it's going to damage the beged, then certainly you can't do it. In a case of spreading in front of a whole group of guests, that's going to be dangerous to the beged. That you can't do, but not a raya to Ashayla. Hashem. Says Gemara, let's make a raya for the following brisa. Hechnis l'rivka. What if he joined his calf with the rest of the cows in order to go and l'rivka is actually the harness. But here's the key point. We're talking over here about a calf that he wants to use for Egla Rufa. This is more famous to us by Paraduma. You know, Paraduma, Pasuk says, Ashaloi Allah la'ayel. Well, the same halacha applies also by Egla Rufa. It's just less commonly known. The Egla Rufa, of course, is if a person is found dead between two cities, and we're not sure who is the perpetrator, which city came from, you measure the city that's closest to, and that city, the Chacham come out and say, Daniel Shafal Damzeh, they bring a baby, a calf that never had any work done to it, they decapitate it, and that they bring it down to the valley, and they decapitate it over there, and that's the process for tshuva. So now, the same similar concept is by Paraduma, the red cow, also has to be never had any work done to it. Over here, this fellow is joining up the calf with the Ravka, with the group of on the harness, because he wants the calf to nurse from its mother. That's why he's doing it. Okay, so Chnis the Ravka. What if he attached it to the harness only simply for it to nurse? Vidasha. And while it's on the harness, it threshed with some of the other animals under its feet. It was threshing the grains. Chera, it remains kosher. Okay, that's the Gabe. Egla Rufa, it remains kosher. However, Bishvil Shatinik Vitadash. What if he did it on purpose that it should both nurse and do dash? His intent was also for dash, not just nursing. Psula, then it's taka puzzle. Now the Mar says, here's a raya. Over here, he's doing it because the animal needs to nurse. And he also has a mind, you know, ancillary benefit that he's also going to gain that the animal is threshing. But he's doing it to nurse, and yet, utani psula, it's puzzle. So the Mar wants to make an analogy and say, so too, when you want to spread out the beged for its needs, the beged's needs, but also for his own coven, it's no good, it's a problem. L'chari, it's a raya. Says the Mar, no, not a raya. Shani hasam damakra, ashaloi ava ubadba. Is encompassing that has to be an animal that had no work done with it, and some work was done with it. Even if it was not specifically for the work, it was more for suckling, for nursing, still, that's considered work. Not a right to us, since the main intent over here is to protect the baguette. He's also getting benefit. He's also having covet. Maybe it's not a problem with us. Not a raya. Over there was a pasuk. Ask the Mariachi. So that's the case. Why in the Risha, where he didn't have intent for it to thresh, and it threshed on its own, we're saying it's still kashya b'agarufa. But Ashalei Ubedba tells me that a riboy, that as long as it does work, it's no good for the agarufa. So why the ratio isn't okay? Answer the Gemara. Holy damya elotetan. The Gemara explains that this is similar to the following Mishnah, and this Mishnah is talking about paraduma. Shachan ala aif. If a bird rested upon the paraduma, k'sher, it's kasher. Ala la zachar. If a zachar mounted it and made it with a psula, then it's going to be pasul. What's the difference? The Mark explains, my time, like Rav Papa. Like Rav Papa, remember Rav Papa? Rav Papa actually has a very similar drasha. We've had it in the not so far back. Actually, I'm forgetting. It may have been in Araisa. But we had this drasha for Rav Papa not so long ago. Something becoming susceptible for tumma. Ki yutan dumin dekitein. So a very similar drasha as well. Dam Rav Papa, iksiv ubad. If the pasuk says, ubad by a calf, that work was done with it. Vikarina and ubad. If it was written as ubad and pronounced as ubad, so have a minafilum mela. I would say you're right. Even if it happens solely on its own, he ties up the animal, harnesses it to the other, to its mother, and then it goes on its own thresh, and there was mamish not his intent, it would still be a problem. Because ubad means it encompasses any time it does aveda. If it was written and pronounced that way, indeed that would be the halacha. Viksiv Avad. Now, if it was written Avad, not Ubud, take out the Vav, and it was written as Avad, a Krina Avad, and pronounced Avad, Havin Adavi Ba'iu, I would say no, it's Tafka, when you work the animal yourself, you actually went and made sure the animal worked, B'yadayim. That only then is it considered no good for Paraduma or for Eglarufa. Hashtach Siv Avad, Vakrina Ubud, but now we have this mix. It's written Avad without the Vav, but it's pronounced Ubad as if the Vav is there. And therefore we darshan as follows, somewhere in the middle, Ba'inan Ubad Dimida Avad. We need it to be that work happened to it, and it's similar to him working it. What do you mean similar? Ma Avad Denichle, Af Ubad Denichle. It's very simple. If something happens, if it does work on its own, but you're happy with that work, you're satisfied, that's considered as if you worked it, and therefore it's no longer good to be a Paraduma or to be a Glarufa. But if work happens on its own, and you didn't orchestrate it, and you don't care, you're indifferent, if you're indifferent, then it's still kosher to be a Glarufa, and that's how he explained the ratio of the Bryce was talking about happening on its own, and he was indifferent, and therefore it's kosher to be a Glarufa. But in the second case, where he's happy about the work, he's happy that it did threshing, that was his intent, it should thresh, then that's enough to apostle. And similarly, by the bird resting on the cow, Paraduma, the Mishnah is very easily understandable. Paraduma, the bird comes to rest on the cow. The owner of the cow, or the one who's in control of this paraduma, is not interested in a bird resting on it. Doesn't care. It's indifferent, and therefore, it happened by itself. You didn't do it. Happened by itself, and you don't care about it. It doesn't pass the paraduma. But when a zachar mounts it, he wants his animals to reproduce. So therefore, he's going to be happy at the zachar mounted it, even though he didn't orchestrate it. It's still going to become pasul as a paraduma. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, kli cheres. If he found silver kalim or copper kalim, he should make use of them for whatever it needs to be made useful in order that it doesn't deteriorate, but not more than that, not that it wears it down. How much cleates a person who finds cleates, wooden kalim, he should use the cleates in order that they shouldn't rot. Aval. Sorry, I skipped. If he finds copper kalim, he could use them to serve hot dishes, but you shouldn't place them directly over the fire, because putting them over the fire, it wears it out. And again, use it for cold dishes, but not hot dishes. Why? Because it causes the silver to become black. My grapes are kadumas, shovels, or cardams are like axes, I think. You can use it with soft objects, not with hard objects. It damages the shovels or the axes. One should not touch them at all. This golden kalim or glass kalim, those last two, this is elaborating on what we had in the Mishnah, those last two, glass or gold, one shouldn't touch at all. Rather, leave it till Elinavi comes. They easily can be damaged. They also don't need to be used to protect themselves. They withstand on their own, and therefore leave it, don't touch it. Just leave it till the Elinav, what's Eliyahu? Eliyahu comes and tells us who the Baal Aveda is, who lost the item. Just like he said by Aveda, similar to what they said by Aveda, they said by a Pekadon. Meaning the care you have to give by Aveda, use it every now and then to make sure it doesn't decay, it doesn't get spoiled. Use the same care by a Pekadon. Ask Gemara, Pekadon, why are you using it at all? Pekadon, my Aveda Gabay. By the Aveda, we were saying that you're allowed to make usages of it, good for the Aveda, good for yourself, not a problem. By the Pekadon, what's it his business to use it at all? I should really explain better. A Pekadon, the Bailam left it for you as a Pekadon. If he wants to make sure it gets used every 30 days, let him come by and use it. He knows where it is. Aveda, the guy doesn't know where it is. He knows where it is. Why are you touching it? He just wants you to watch it. The more answers, we're talking about a Pekadon where the Bailam went overseas. So he's not around to open that Sefer Torah or use that Kli every 30 days. And therefore, you as a Baal Pekadon, the Shemir Pekadon, should open up and tend to it, and you're allowed to use it in a way that's beneficial for the Kli. Matzasak Aikupa. What if one finds a sack or a box, or anything which is not normal there to pick up, meaning even if it was his own, he'd be embarrassed to pick it up. We reference the case, it's from like an undergarment, would be similar. That you send out the derech to go pick up an undergarment from the street. So you have to pick up someone else either. This is the famous din of Zakavan the Vichaide. The Morana explains this verse. But immediately, how do we know this? The Pasuk says, you shouldn't see, the Pasuk actually is saying, don't see your friend's Aveda, Visalamta, and turn away. But we darshan the reading of the Pasuk of Visalamta, meaning that there are some times that one can hide from the extra idea. It already said the Sukhla Salim. So now that Rabbi says Sukhla Salam, and it says further, Visalamta, we darshan that there's Pamim Shatam Masalim. There are occasions that one should hide. On some occasions, he shouldn't hide. What's the deciding factor? Hakeitzad. Hayu Kayin by basic forus. Let's use a Kayin. And the item that's lost is in a basic forus. Or he's older, Zaken, the first time Zaken, Zaken's context means if he's Tabachacham, Zeshakanachacham, if he's Tabachacham, and if he played, and by the way, there's items that even for a non Tabachacham, it's not like he ended up covered. But the idea is the same, if it's Infichvaydei, Aisha is a Machal Shalem Rubishachavere. Or his work is much more valuable than the item that's being found. The value of what's being found is not nearly the value of his, the guy is billing himself out at $1,500 an hour, and the item that he found is worth $10. He's going to spend a half hour dealing with it. It makes no sense. Says the Gemara, in all these cases, he need not deal with it. The Kach Nemer, Hisam Tamehem. For these scenarios, the Pesach says, Hisam Tamehem, you indeed should hide from the item. Don't tend to the Metzia. Says the Gemara, Lamai Itzukra. For which one of them was the pasuk really needed? Let's go to the first case. Even the kain v basic kvaras, a kain basic kvaras pshita. A kain can't go into basic kvaras. So of course, you don't need pasuk for that. Hi asay by lice say. The mitzvah of a shavas aveda. The mitzvah is an asay by lice of asay. And the iser to for a kain to come tummy is a lice and asay. Vile asay asay vidach lice asay vidach is lice of asay. The asay of hashav teshivim is not going to pashuaf a lice asay and asay. So it's pashi won't go to basic verse. Visu, let the chinusu mekayim mina. And furthermore, you push off iser in order to save mammon. We don't push iser away. We don't push away iser from mammon. Okay, says the Gemara. Ella, lishlem rubin. Now the truth is, I didn't see an answer on this, but we know we've discussed that the aveda also is really an asay and a leis asay, right? So Rashi, sorry, Rashi is the one that prefers it. Rashi, look at the bottom Rashi page. Hashav teshivim the alpha gav. The leisay nami ikka, even though by returning of aveda, not only is there an asay of ashav teshivim, there is a leisay, right? Of leisuch losalim, says Rashi, ain leisay mayel litches leisay el asayhu de kadachi leik damin bivamis. So Rashi brings a big aside that when we say asay is dech leisay, it's the asay that pushes off leisay, and when we say a klal that asay cannot push off leisay v'asay, it doesn't mean that because this assay is only an assay, it can't push less an assay. But if it's also with the lesay, it works. What's pushing off the other lesay and assay is always the positive kram, is the assay. The lesay is not pushing other stuff off. And therefore, you have to view the assay in isolation, even though this assay of here, of returning a veda, also has lesay with it. When we talk about pushing off another set of mitzvahs, it's pushing off. The assay is doing it by itself. That's how we view it. And therefore, we say it doesn't work. You don't need a pasuk to say a kain doesn't go basic first. It's obvious. Says Gemara further, Ella, what's the case we need a pasuk for? Ella, might need for the third case, where his time is much more valuable than the chayvitz. I that, midr of Yudah, amar Rav Nafka. We know that if you're in the Rav, don't read the Rav. Efes ki, top of a maze, leibacha evyain. We dash the person that shouldn't be amongst you an avian, a poor person, and we dash from there that making sure that you don't become poor always takes precedence to taking care of other people. It's a beautiful thing to take care of other people, but first and foremost, you got to take care of yourself and make sure you don't become poor. Ella, so that would obviously tell me not to spend more money on Naveda than you're making yourself. Ella, it must be the pasuk is worse, specifically the middle case. We lump together all the cases that are included. That in the din, that you know that you can turn away from the aveda in a case where you're kain and it's a basic verse, in a case where it's not worth your hourly rate, but you need a pasuk for that. That we know anyway. The case you need a pasuk for is the case of zakav en fichvayde amarav hikisha. If a person hits the animal and that causes it to walk towards the owner, chayva, he's chayv to complete the returning it. Meaning once this older person, we're talking about zakav en fichvayde, who's not mechuyav to get involved. But once he gets involved, he hits it and causes the animal to start walking towards the owner. Once you start the process, you got to finish. You don't have to get involved. But once you get involved, you got to finish it. Abai Haviyasu came to Rabbah. Abai was sitting in front of Rabbah. Chazal Anach Izid Kaimi. He saw some goats that were standing. They were lost. Shaka Kala Vishadabu. He took a clump of dirt and he threw it at them, trying to chase them back to their owner. Amalei Rabbah says, you're on. Is chayav tibu your mechuyim now kumadrinu. By doing an act to start the process of returning them, you now obligate yourself. You could have not been obligated al tzach ve'en v'chvaydei, but now you made yourself obligated, go finish the job. Yibaylu, shayla. Ta'ke lahachzer basada. What if it's the derech for this older person to return such an item in the field? Because he wouldn't be noticeable. People don't see him in the field, less visibility, and therefore over there he would return it. Ve'en lahachzer b'ir. But in the city where it's very visible amongst the people, it's not his derech to return it. Mahu. So what is the halacha? Meaning, mi'amin ha'shavim aliyah b'inan v'kiv edlav ta'ke lahachzer b'ir le'chayev. Do we say that it needs to be hashava ma'alya, meaning he's gotta return? It's either or. Either it's a case where he's always mechuyav hashava, and once you don't have that, he's gonna be exempt. and therefore at least in the field he would be chayev, because over there it's not considered embarrassing for him, and therefore where it's not he should return it. And on the contrary, once we say it's chayev in the field, maybe it's chayev in the city as well. Take you. The shayla essentially is, do we drag the status of the field based on the status of the city, or do we drag the status of the city based on the status of the field, and we leave it unresolved. Anything that if it was his own, he would return it himself. So if it's his friends, he has to return. Anything that was of his own that he would unload or load, then again, there's a lacha that if your friend is unloading or loading a donkey and he's having having trouble, he's supposed to go help. But a zakim doesn't have to get involved in helping. So we say if it was his own donkey and he'd get involved, he has to get involved with someone else. If it's not becoming for him, if it doesn't pass for him, that even if it was his own, he wouldn't do it. He'd wait for someone else to help to do it instead of him. Then when it's someone else, he doesn't have to help either. Says the Gemara further, story time, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi, he was walking on the road, he bumped into a certain person, and the guy was carrying a bundle of wood. He placed on the ground, and he was taking a rest. When he was ready to move on, to go schlep it again, Amalei said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi, "Dalili, help load the wood back onto my back." Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi said to him, "Kamishavin, how much is your bundle worth? It doesn't pass for me to be schlepping wood, loading onto your back in public. How much is the wood worth?" Amalei, "Pagazuza, the entire batch of wood is worth a half a zuz." So he said, "Okay," he pulled out the money out of his pocket. He said, "Here's the value." Yavlei Pagazuza of Afkare, he gave him the Pagazuz, rendered the wood. He essentially bought the wood, rendered it ownerless. And therefore, and he avoided having to help him pick it up because he paid him for it. Hadazakabu. So what did the guy do? The guy said, "Oh, it's Hafker. I'll be Zaychin again." Hadavli Pagavus is Afkre. So then he asked him to help, and then he asked Rabbi Yossi to help him load it up again. So basically, Rabbi Yossi had to do the same thing again. He paid him half of those, and he was Mafkarit. Says the Gemara, Chazid Avi Kabay Lamid Maskabu, when Rabbi Yossi saw the fellow was going to try to be Zaychin again, Amalei said to the Klam Afkinu, Velach Lafkinu, slow down. When I was mafkir this past time, I had in mind, it's hefker for the veld, but not for you. Not for you to keep being kind of and forcing me into either lifting it up on your back or buying it off you. Says Gemara, one second, does hefker like that work? Well, me have hefker kagavna, hefker to one person, not to the whole world. To the whole world besides one person does work. But I remember him, hefker laniyim, hefker. Beshamis says hefker, dafka for aniyim is called hefker. Ube still, I remember he still holds, ain't hefker. He still says, no, hefker just for aniyim. It's not hefker. It's got to be hefker for everybody. Says the Gemara, "Achehe ain't hefker. Achehe hefker lani mashiyim b'shmita. It's got to be hefker for everyone, like by shmita." Ella, Rishon Rabbeisu ka mafkirnu. You're right. Rishon Rabbeisu really was mafkir for everyone. Uve milsa ba'am hudikme. He was trying to, essentially trick the guy with his words that the guy thinks he can't be. It was hefker for him in order to stop this circular chain. A reaction, but the hefker attack was for everyone. Says Gemara, so why was he buying his way out of helping the guy? He could have just said, "I'm amachif to do it. I'm a zakim v'vifvoidei." Answers the Gemara, "You're right." And this opens up a new idea. He would go beyond the letter of the law. The Tanya Beisiv Vaydatlan, the pasuk says Vaydatlan should teach the yidden. What does that mean? Zebes Chayim, that teaches them about making a parnasa, making a livelihood. Esaderech, the ways of Gemis Chazadim. That's talking about teaching Klai Yisrael about doing Gemis Chazadim. Yelchu, the way they should walk. Zebika Chayim, walking represents going to visit the sick. Chesed, through walking. Ba, what does Ba mean? Zukfura. Ba means in the, Ba in it. We say it means Kfura, burial. Vesamaisa, the action, Zehadin, refers to keeping the law, with the letter of the law. Ashiyasun, Zelefim Shuzdin. That teaches the idea of being even Fim Shuzdin. So even though Rabbi Shomer was not Machuyev, he went to Fim Shuzdin, and therefore he only would avoid it if he could buy his way out. Otherwise, he would help, even though he wasn't Machuyev. Amamar. Yelchu Zebichim, Yelchu means Bichalim, Han Gemis Chazadim. Is Bichalim not included in Gemis Chazadim? Answer the Gemara, Lenitzcha El Ben Gila. We're talking about the person who is of the same mazel. The Amamar, we learned, Ben Gilai. If one of the same mazel goes and visits his friend, he takes 1/60 of the sickness. That's what the Gemara is telling me. Even then, you have to go visit. That's the added addition of visiting the sick. Burying someone, is that not Gemis Chazadim? That's what's Gemis Chazadim. Our sigya, Zagam V'Chvayde typically is exempt. When it comes to burial, that's an exemption. We say even Zagam V'Chvayde still has to bury. Last line, Ashiyasin, Zuhafim Shusdin, that means the fish Shusdin. Yushlaim was charav, it was destroyed because they they did din Torah. Ask Gemara, what? What din should they do? Ela din the megizel zainu. They should do the din of not din Torah. Ela ema says Gemara, shemidu dinam al din Torah v'le'avru l'fimishus din. They stuck exactly to the letter of the law, and they didn't do fimishus din, and that's why the Shabbos is true. What it means is they didn't get the schusim of doing fimishus din, and they didn't get the protection. Pause over here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.